Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from the Orlando area. 85 degrees, folks. 85. Nobody's complaining here, right, friends? But oh my goodness, it's absolutely beautiful outside. I've been in the Word all day. I have a responsibility, and you're it. And with that said, we've been doing what we've been doing since we've been here, and we're preparing to do an event here in Pensacola. That will be on Friday, just to show you here really quick on social media platforms, live in Liberty Summit, and it's Equipping Patriots to Save America by the Power of God, of course. This will be at the Encounter Church, 825 West 9 Mile Road, Pensacola, Florida. Encounter Church, 825 West 9 Mile Road, Pensacola, Florida. That will start at 6 or 6:30. I think there's been a time change. I think they just added somebody else to the roster as well. I guess he's some known politician. I know the name, but I don't know who he is. So that may give me some opportunities as well. But that is up and coming this Friday. Again, that will be up and coming this Friday. And since I'm highlighting what we're going to be doing and where we're going to be at, I did want to let you know, too, as well, that we are going to be in Burton, Michigan, this will be on June 1st from 1 to 6 p.m. These are people that are in the culture war. Why do I say that? Because it's important that we use everything in parable form. The natural man teaches us the things of the spiritual, and I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 2:14. And that's why Jesus always gave us parables. But I'm saying this to say this. The sons of Issachar knew the times. And it's important that we as a people understand the times so we can be applicable in bringing about the result that we seek. Okay? So to make that apply concerning this content in which I'm bringing for we the people, by we the people, on June 1st, all of these speakers are a part of the answer. They're the ones that are the doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves, folks. Again, this will be at 4471 East Atherton Road, Burton, Michigan. 4471 East Atherton Road, Burton, Michigan. Again, this will be June 1st, and this starts at 1 to 6 p.m. And we're looking forward to seeing you there as well, folks. I think it's one of the things that is so important here, and this just comes to my aid, and I want to convey this to you. When I first was called into ministry, it was never to be a begging ministry, number one. Number two, it was never to be a one to sit there and highlight the problems concerning society with actually being a part about bringing the answers. And that's what we have been doing for a long time. Now, if you're new to the show and you've never seen us, you've never heard us before, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is we have been doing for the last 25 years in this country. We've done a lot, but we haven't done enough. And so, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out that website. That's who we are and what it is that we have done. And you judge us by our fruit, the way that we're to judge any other man, Matthew 7:16 through 20. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go forward. I'm going to try to get caught up. Yesterday we had Michael Sweet from Striper on, so I have a lot of catching up to do. So hopefully I can cruise through the topics today and show you the power of protest. Speaking of being doers of the word and not hearers only, folks, that's exactly what we have been doing. Read James 2, 14 through 26 when you get a moment. And let's start it off with this. A church that does not exist to reclaim heathenism, the lost, which is the heart of God, Matthew 4:19, to fight evil, put that up to Ephesians 6:12, to destroy error. Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil, to put down falsehood, Proverbs 19:9. A church that does not exist to take the side of the poor, those that are destitute of the righteousness of Christ, as well as poor in the natural in part, to denounce injustice and to uphold righteousness, Isaiah 51, verse 4, it's a church that has no right to be, and it's not a church. Because it's not for yourself, O church, said Charles Spurgeon. He said, do you exist any more than Christ existed for himself? Isn't that interesting, folks? We are called to bring the answers to this world, and that's exactly what we have been doing for a long time here. And we're going to continuously do it. Yes, we're going to show you the issues by using the law to show you what the issues are, Romans 3:20, but we're also going to give you and empower you with the knowledge to go to the Lord in understanding. Without the Holy Ghost, we can do nothing. That's why we need the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32, and he's given unto those that obey. So why? We can be repairers of the breach, Isaiah 58, verse 12. Read that when you get a moment. So let's kick this off, folks, real quick. Do want to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We have Comrex set up on the road. This is our studio, the hotel room right now. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. And his name is Jesus. He is the captain of our salvation, and he is the lion of the tribe of Judah. So here we go, folks. Let me just kick it off with this, because I want to show you what is taking place. Again, trying to do our best to play a little catch-up here. According to Breitbart News, we have another illegal alien in Alabama who is freed into the United States, who's charged with murdering a 19-year-old Adam Luker. Isn't that interesting how these illegals are being illegally and treasonously brought into America through both federal and state governments? It is treason, friends. Don't doubt me. I can bring you to state law. I can bring you to federal law. I can bring you to the laws that condemn the very individuals for treason, Article 3, Section 3, 1824, 8 U.S.C. And I'm talking about our laws, friends, that condemn the crimes of the politicians that are alluring these people into this country in the first place. So what we're going to do is I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. I wanted to let you know it's still going on, friends, and it needs to be put to a stop. And it's the American people under God that are going to be able to put it to a stop. We must bring judgment, Isaiah 26, verse 9. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One of the objectives here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com is always to equate everything to the Word of God and bring forth the hammer. And I'm talking about Jeremiah 23:29. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. And our objective is justice and judgment, which is in the New Testament, John 7:24, which is a fulfilling of the Old Testament through and through. And we need justice because justice is what guards our liberties, and justice is what the American people are not getting, but they are in a way that they don't so desire. It's justice turned backwards, and that's judgment upon a people that refuse to obey the Lord. You can put that up against Proverbs 7:2. But what I am highlighting here, friends, and I started this over the last segment, is according to Breitbart, we have another guy, another illegal that was lured into this country by treasonous individuals in federal and state government. Read Article 3, Section 3. They were deported previously. They come back, and they commit another crime against the American people. Now, I've highlighted what I'm going to show you next as well, because this is something that we see as this reoccurring theme. According to the People's Voice, the state placed migrant children in Massachusetts hotels with pedophiles. Folks, I don't. Again, it's just I sit here with my hands up in the air, and I'm bewildered as to how it is the American people don't think that this is their responsibility to deal with corruption within the halls of government. Again, first starting with the church, that all the while know that these people are guilty for the crimes concerning these headlines. They placed migrant children in Massachusetts hotels with pedophiles. Why would they do something like that? If it wasn't pre-planned or purposed, friends. See, people don't believe that it's purpose. People don't believe that there's anybody that's actually capable of committing these crimes. But you need to understand something. If you haven't taken the time to read or to watch the video documentary called Conspiracy of Silence, do yourself a favor, friends, because you need to understand that these people do what they do because they don't believe that you think that they could be guilty of such crimes. That's how they get away with it. And folks, now here we are again finding out that these illegals that are being lured into America, that's called child trafficking. And guess who's responsible for that, friends? Nobody's more responsible than your federal government and state governments working hand in glove and doing the things that they're doing. You can also put this up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, when you get a moment as well. I wanted to highlight this, too, as it's important because, friends, this is something that is not going to go away. The only thing that is going away are the people that have taken these experimental jabs. Now, look at this. I want you to pay attention to this again. This is the FDA, okay, warns of new virus with 25% mortality rate. So, folks, what they're doing is piggybacking on top of the experimental jabs that have already given to the people, because what we're finding out now, friends, is many people, more than not, as a matter of fact, if I can just go back to the people's voice so you can hear from a doctor yourself, someone that's qualified to tell you this, the top doctor sounds the alarm in stating that nearly all vaxxed are suffering from stroke and death. And see, what the FDA is going to do is they're just going to piggyback on top of this, and then they're going to blame a new virus for what they're responsible for concerning the experimental jabs that they try to force on the people, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis. Friends, you have top doctors, once again, that are getting through all the illegal, and I'm talking about the illegal censorship and the suppression of big tech companies in the mainstream media, who drives 94%, so they claim, of the propaganda narrative. These are the guys that are being suppressed because they don't want you to hear their voice. But look at this. Top doctor sounds the alarm. This is times 1,000 Americans. This is times 1,000 times you've been warned and you've heard this alarm. Read Jeremiah 4:19, because this is the alarm of war. But he said nearly all vaxxed are suffering from stroke and death. And yet Americans, they're still given a free hand to go ahead and re-engage, to attack the innocent on another day? Folks, remember what Augustine said? He said, what is sovereignty? Without justice, it's organized robbery. It's organized crime against the people that they're supposed to what? Serve. And how are our Fed representatives in the United States of America, how are they supposed to serve the American people? They're supposed to uphold the law. Isn't that what they said with their hand on the Bible? To uphold the enumerated laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Well, folks, what do we find? We find that these organized criminals within the halls of government are what? They're doing their best to protect each other, and they're capitalizing off the people that they're abusing. Again, we can sit and pretend that this isn't happening, but I don't know how anybody can actually pretend any further than over the last 3 years. Here, we have another doctor in Japan. I want you to listen to what he said. This is chronic reality. Japan's top cancer expert described the mRNA shot as the work of evil. Listen to what they're telling you. If you can see the image on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, folks, notice the snake wrapped around the pole. I mean, what does Satan do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Scripturally, how do we metaphorically look at the devil? As a snake in many cases, right? But I'm here to tell you that his back has been broken and he has no power over the church. Because all power and authority has been given unto the church to stop this nonsense, to stop these criminals from committing crimes against we the people. And I want to say this again as well, friends. When you look at Leviticus 19:11, life is in the flesh. Life is in the blood. The enemy is going to go right into the bloodline because he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But there's no better way or no quicker way to do that, friends, than to get the poison in the bloodstream to take the people out. This is not only a national, but a worldwide genocide. And we know this to be the case. Bill Gates has told us this. Klaus Schwab has told us this. And who is the head of all of this nonsense? Yours truly, Mr. Father of the Vaccine. Donald Trump. Folks, it's been estimated that 20 million people are now dead who have taken that experimental jab. And the American people, with the full support of those that have the audacity to profess to be Christian, are the ones trying to put him back into office so he can do it again. This is incredible, folks. And Americans, you're going to receive the just recompense of judgment upon your head by doing so. Scripture is clear when the Lord said, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. I also wanted you to see this, friends, because you guys all know what HIPAA laws are, right? HIPAA laws are there, they're put in place through organizations, through corporations, through employers to protect the people from what's taken place over the last 3 years. Well, my friend Mike Adams just did a brand new article here on Natural News. New app exposes HIPAA violations. So they were all in this together, friends. And that's why I continuously make reference to Isaiah 28, verse 18. This is an alliance of hell. And this covenant can be broken if the 325.9 million people love the Lord enough to actually obey him. But again, look at Natural News. This is Mike Adams' article. New app exposes HIPAA violations, allowing consumers to view privacy breaches by medical providers. Friends, there's no better way than to attack the people by then trying to sell the people, this is for your health. P.S. Posted script. It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. You are seeing it line upon line, precept upon precept, because there's nothing new under the sun, 1:9 of Ecclesiastes. It's all being played out over again. Folks, the devil doesn't have any new tricks. You just have to learn from history so history doesn't repeat itself concerning the devil and his minions. And if you want to preserve your future and for that of your posterity, then you better get a hold of the history and deal with those that are trying to recreate the same history of a tyrant of the past. Friends, prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. But it's all out in the open once again for you to understand who the responsible parties are when it comes to all of these people falling over through the experimental jabs. We even had Dr. Tenpenny on about a year and a half ago who predicted all of this. Tim Brown, morning show host and sonsoflibertyradio.com, had several doctors on. People from all over the world were trying to forewarn you concerning who is behind this new pandemic, as they called it, which in fact was a plandemic, and in fact it was a conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. news update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from sunny Orlando, Florida area. It's about 85 degrees. Oh, my goodness, it is hot, but it's absolutely beautiful. The skies are clear. No chemtrails today, Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. Praise God for that. We're breathing real air thus far. We're going to be doing an event in Pensacola this Friday. That's what we're doing here. And that is going to be in the Pensacola area, obviously. And we're going to be at the Encounter Church. I'm going to be with Alex Newman and Andrew Miller, and both great guys. I'm sure you probably know who Alex Newman is. He's been making his rounds on national media. But we're going to be at the Encounter Church, 825 West 9 Mile Road, Pensacola, Florida. Encounter Church, 825 West 9 Mile Road, Pensacola, Florida. So that's what we are doing out here, doing what we're called to do. And we are responding out of gratitude for what the Father's done through the Son on the cross as the propitiation of the sins of the world. So I was just highlighting a moment ago, friends, concerning what it is that we're up against and concerning the experimental jab. It has not gone away. They're forecasting another one. And what bewilders me, and I'm sure it bewilders anybody out there that's paying attention to what's going on, isn't it one of the great wonders of the age how 325.9 million people in America alone tolerate the corruption of less than 1.7% of the population? It was the Lord that said we're to leaven the lump and we're to purge the lump that the whole lump might be holy. Apparently, people don't understand that freedom is given unto us to do what we ought to do rather than what we want to do. Freedom wasn't just given unto us, folks. Someone paid the ultimate price. They give us the freedoms that we have in the natural and in the spiritual, Jesus Christ on the cross. Now John 3:16 makes sense, right? One of the great wonders of the age is how the people sit back and tolerate this immoral debauchery, the crimes that are being committed. Do you know that this whole outside of the pandemic that we were just covering, that the government has no given delegated authority from the people whatsoever? None, zero, zilch, nada. They have zero authority to tell you what to put in your body, but yet they've convinced the new desensitized, ignorant, up-and-coming generation that it's their place to do it. And in spite of that, we see 20 million people that are now gone that have taken those experimental jabs, and the people still act like it has nothing to do with them, like this isn't going to come to their front door sooner or later, Amos 6:3. Oh, yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing about concerning the topics that we've covered over the last 25 years in 20 years on radio, friends, that have come to pass, don't you think? How do you predict that, Bradley? We just hold to the Word of God, and we understand that if we don't study the past, the future is going to go ahead and fall into pursuit concerning what happened previously to the present. If you don't learn from history, history is going to repeat itself, and that's what's happening right now. And how do you detect all of this? Anybody have a Geneva Bible? You know, when that Bible was written, there's notes all over the side of that Bible. You know what they're dealing with? Tyrants. They're teaching the people as to how to deal with tyrants. Our forefathers did through the Declaration of Independence. Three-quarters of that documentation is showing you, friends, first of all, that your rights come from God. And when they found that the criminal across the pond named King George who would not be ruled by God, they were the ones that came up with resistance to tyranny as obedience to God. And is that scriptural? Absolutely. Read Romans 12:21. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to get one of those cuffs, you can on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Who's responsible for all of this corruption, if not the people dealing with those that are advocating for the crimes? I mean, when the Bible says in Numbers 32 that your sin will find you out, isn't that what's happening here? Prime example of another scenario taking place in your country. Look at this. Here's what you have, folks. You have LibertyOne.com reporting a boy that wants to be a girl participating in girls' athletics, okay? I'm just trying to say this slow and as clear as I possibly can, namely track and field. He basically stomps on all of the girls. After all, folks, the government now said he could say if he wants to be a girl, he can, and you're supposed to use the proper pronouns. You know, and they got people in this country so afraid to actually stand up and say, no, you're not doing that. Well, guess what, folks? That tide is turning because people are sick and tired of the crimes that are being advocated and thrown on them by corrupt Fed representatives, again, in the halls of government. Look at this, folks. This is Liberty One News. Crowd erupts in boos. That's it. That's all the American people have. They just merely booed and jeered as the boy that wants to be a girl, that they call him a transgender, runner takes first place at a track meet. I mean, hey, you know, the good thing is, am I being facetious? No, not at all. Here's the good news. At least the kids today can see that the parents didn't approve of it. You know, but what the kids are going to pay attention to more of the fact that the parents don't approve of it, they allowed it. That's why the younger up-and-coming generation is going to look at the older generation like they do now. Just imagine what it's going to be like in 5 and 10 more years from this point on if we're still here. No wonder why they're being held up as a reproach, why they're being despised by the younger generation. Why? It's because of what the older generation is tolerating. Where is the 300,000 pulpits in America to stand up and preach out against this sin? This is an abomination. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 tells us even for a man to dress as a woman is an abomination. And I've told the American people 1,000 times over, when they gave those men that were attempting to make children a prey, which they're now in full force trying to legislate, as they call it. I told the American people 1,000 times over that when you gave them the green light to go ahead and do that and have their way in public schools, what was going to happen, first of all, to the young people, and second of all, you need to understand these people don't have limits. That's why we have law. And guess what our laws do, Americans? This is all felonious activity every step of the way. And if you're not going to enforce it, don't expect the corrupt to enforce it. And therein lies the problem that you're having in this country. Now, here's one guy that did not put up with it, and I praise God for him. This is One American News. In California, Jarupa School District, to pay out $360,000 to a gym teacher fired for not following along and for pretending with gender-related policies. Why did he win? Because he went to the law. And when he went to the law, he found someone that was sitting on a bench in California that actually followed the rule of the law to find out that what the government is advocating for and what the mainstream media means to push for, along with these subversive organizations that promote abomination, Leviticus 18:22, that they didn't have a lawful standing. And this is one of the things that I continuously reiterate as well. Americans, really what it comes down to, if you're really tired of all that which is going on, then stand up and prove it. The proof is in the pudding. And I'm here to tell you, friends, the young people in this country are looking for more of this, for people to stand up for them and say, absolutely not, you're not doing that. And this gym teacher right here did just that, friends. And again, I praise God for him. I praise God that he was willing to stand up and do what needed to be done. You know, folks, really what it is, it's so far out there what these said representatives have been given a pass to do. I mean, look at this, folks. Let me take the example of the Second Amendment. Isn't it interesting? The Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. We have the right to keep and bear arms. And our right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Does anybody know what the word infringed means? It means not to be violated. Did you hear what I said? It means not to be violated. Okay? And again, the Bill of Rights, the thou shall not to those that serve we the people. Just want to make clear that you all understand what I'm saying, and I'm not talking down, I'm talking to those that don't know the difference. But look at the language of your said representatives. The House passes a bill allowing more officers, now police officers, to carry concealed firearms across state lines. Hey, Americans, I didn't know our representatives had that delegated authority from we the people to create legislation telling us what we can do when it comes to the Second Amendment. But we're not talking about lawbreakers here. We're talking about law abiders. See, the lawbreakers are the ones that are usurping their authority and assuming authority that was never given unto them, acting in such a fashion as you see here. And isn't it interesting, folks? I love to make the point. Your said representatives have armed security detail and dishing out to the people at their own goodwill and out of their good graces, friends, to go ahead and tell you what you can do and what you can't do when it comes to your rights that come from God. And there it is. Your rights, friends, come from God. Your representatives operate to delegated authority that you bestow upon them and nothing more. Let me say it again. And nothing more. Then why are you Americans allowing these people to usurp your delegated authorities? We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back, folks. And what we're going to be talking about in just a minute here is just that, victory. What happens when the people stand up and they say no more? We're going to give you a prime example of that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from sunny Orlando, Florida. We're going to be in Pensacola at the Encounter Church in Pensacola, Florida, starting between 6 and 6:30. I'll be out there with Andrew Miller and Alex Newman as well. Friends, there's other speakers. I guess there's a national politician that's going to be popping up. That'll give me a huge opportunity to kind of show people how you preach in such a fashion, in pulling them out in front of everybody to hold them accountable before all the people. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity. We'll see how it rolls. But again, we'll be in Pensacola on Friday, starts at 6:30, again in Pensacola, Florida, in Encounter Church. So if you're in the area, please come see us, folks. We came a long ways to come out and hang out with you and to shake, rattle, and roll your backyard. Speaking of which, we did your high schools in Pensacola, Florida, if you are in Florida, and we've done probably 25 high schools in your state alone. So we've sowed a lot of seed in your state, folks, in Florida. So let me address something from the heart of one of our forefathers. They called him a prophet. His name was Patrick Henry. They called him the prophet of the movement. And if you look at John Adams, they called him the Colossus of Independence. He was the second president. He was very much a prophet. And what's interesting about what Patrick Henry said is, and I want you to listen carefully, because this is applicable to our times. He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty, those that serve we the people. He said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. He said, unfortunately, listen carefully, Americans, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, that's why, by the way, in the halls of government today, that's why the corrupts are trying to disarm you right now, because they don't want you to have the ability to bring forth that downright force. Patrick Henry went on and said, whenever you give up that force, he said, you are inevitably ruined. Is that where we're at today? Yep, we are. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I do see a caller on there right now, and with that, I'll take you in just a moment. I do need to cover this topic before we move on. This is what I want to cover is our victory. Do you guys remember, what was it, about a year ago in June, when we seen the target working hand in glove with the corrupt, along with Anheuser-Busch, and all the corporations at the same time begin to push this, what they call transgender movement. And at the same time, it completely backfired. They lost billions, literally billions of dollars. It's not about the money, folks. It's about demoralizing you. Okay? But what was interesting is last year, when I seen what they were advocating for, I went into the store. And when I went into that store in Minnesota, I confronted the manager for what he was advocating for. You guys all remember this. Many of my friends from Michigan, from all over the state, from all over the country, namely the Midwest, they came and they helped us in the process of protesting that store. Well, that's what we did. And so we have it here. You're looking at it on social media platforms right now. And, folks, I got to tell you, I just had it. And so I told my son, they didn't know I was going to stop there. I said, we're going to Target. We stopped. They knew exactly where I was going. We walked inside of the store. I started looking at the felonious products that they were selling and all the innuendo that they were selling, because our laws stand against all of this. They're called crimes against nature. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Matter of fact, the laws are still enforced in a good portion of the states in the United States of America. And Michigan, you are one of those states. It's illegal in your state, and it's still in the books. It's illegal in every state because the Lord said so, and that's premised on common law. But what you're looking at right now on social media platforms is the film that we took when we went inside of the Target. And then what I did is I called forth the manager, and when I called forth that manager, folks, I asked him, I said, what is this? What are you doing here? I said, you know that this is felonious activity, a felony, friend, felonious, felony, okay? And when I asked this man right here, he said basically he had nothing to do with it, but look at his T-shirt. He was distancing himself from what they were promoting because somebody actually knew the law. And they were holding that law up against the crimes that he was partaking with and advocating for, okay? And so what we did, I told him, in this video that you're looking at right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, I told this manager, I told him, I said, you have 5 days to get it out of your store. I'm not asking. You've got 5 days to get it out of your store. You don't have a right to have it in the store. Notice it's in the kids section, right? That's who the prey is here, friends. It always has been. I told him, you have 7 days to get rid of it. If it's still here in 7 days, I'm going to protest your store. So we took to it, and we ended up protesting the store. And quite a few people came out and helped us in the process. We thank the local media, who put us on the front page of their paper. Of course, the community was totally happy about it. If you look at one of the articles that Alpha News actually put up about the event, all the responses was overwhelmingly in favor. I mean, just overwhelmingly in favor. But you know what? I couldn't find these people when it was time to protest. And what was also interesting, folks, is when I did go out there, I didn't need somebody to tell me I need to go protest. I knew what was wrong. I knew what it was all about. And I wasn't going to have anything to do with it. And so what we did is when we went out there and we did what we were called and commanded by the Lord to do, what's interesting to note, the churches were honking and loving on us, and we had several opportunities open up because of it, and we praise God for that as well. But there's over 101 churches in this county alone. 101 churches. You know how many churches joined us, friends? Not one. Not a one. I want to read this again. A church that does not exist to reclaim heathenism, to fight evil, to destroy error, to put down falsehood, a church that does not exist to take the side of those that lack it, or are destitute of the righteousness of, called the poor, to denounce injustice and to uphold righteousness, is a church that has no right to be. It's not a church. Spurgeon goes on and says, not for yourself, O church, do you exist any more than Christ existed for himself. The Bible says that Jesus came as one that served. So I was bewildered. I wasn't. If I was new to all this, I would say I was bewildered. But I wasn't bewildered. I was let down once again because I expected more from people that call themselves Christians than what I did. But what I want you to catch wind of here, friends, is the fact that because we obeyed the Lord, and again, I'm not doing this for accolade. I did this for the kids because it was the right thing to do. You guys do realize that Target just removed, according to Newsbreak.com, the USA Today highlighted this. Don't get excited about it, folks, because they're not done. But the point is these little baby steps are our victory at the end of the day. But according to Newsbreak.com, USA Today highlighted America's victory, battered by boycott and backlash, Target will not sell Pride Collection in all stores any longer. Target will no longer sell its Pride Month collection in all stores after conservative blowback over LGBTQ-themed merchandise, including bathing suits designed for transgender people. No such thing, friends. Read it, Genesis 5:2. The Lord decides their gender. Okay? I just want you to know I'm going to take this and I'm going to append this to the social media on the bottom. Go ahead and check out that article. Read it and share it. I just wanted to show you that the power is still in the people. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. I'm going to take Chris from Virginia. Chris, we got about 30 seconds, my friend. Thank you for holding on. It's all yours.
I would just say that to segue to what you said, is I was trying to organize a group of people to go up in the Target where I'm at in Virginia and with masks on. And I was going to carry baseball bats and maybe some samurai swords or something like that and have somebody recording it with a camera and literally go up in there and destroy one of them Pride displays and run the heck out of there. And we would have got away with it, but I couldn't get anybody to do it with me.
Yeah, well, that's the issue right there. But everybody complains about it, don't they, Chris?
Right, but they're all cowards.
That's right. Hey, guy, I did not mean to have you hold on for so long, but I did need to get to my main topic. But I do appreciate you. Thanks for holding on. I do appreciate you, Chris. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With hemp-derived cannabinoid oil, we've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.